This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
To be honest, I do not always know what God is calling, asking, or inviting me to say to you all on Sundays, or any time when I need to preach. I am often searching for the perfect message or the perfect line from Scripture, the wow quote or the inspire you quote. Today we heard in the first reading about the call of Samuel. In the gospel, the call of Andrew and his brother Simon, known to us as Peter. Samuel was called directly by God. Not many of us are called directly by God in the middle of the night. Rather, most of us are called like Andrew and Peter, who were brought to God through other people. The preaching of John the Baptist brought Andrew to Jesus, and the recounting of Andrew's experience to Jesus brought Peter to Jesus. Throughout most of my life, it has been other people who have brought me closer to Jesus. In grade school, I remember watching my mom light candles in front of the image of Mary at church after Mass. This brought me closer to Jesus through Mary. In high school, I remember two teachers in particular, Mrs. Reed and Mrs. Sunnick, who were helpful to me during a tough time when my family was dealing through deaths. They brought me closer to Jesus by reminding me that God is always there, no matter what you are going through. In college, it was the example of the friars and my friends at Catholic University that brought me closer to Jesus. I fell in love with Jesus during Eucharistic adoration, in front of Jesus, on my knees, singing my heart out. When I reflect on my life, there are no moments when God called me directly. God has always called me through other people. As a friar priest, I do not have a direct connection to God. I do not have God's cell phone number. I do not have a secret way to get access to God, but I do have you. I have those of you in the church today who are sitting in the pews, who are watching online, family and friends, strangers who bring me closer to God, who call me to a deeper and fuller relationship with God. Maybe there are people in your life journey who have helped you understand your calling in life or brought you closer to God. I invite you today or sometime this week to contact that person, or at the very least, to pray for that person. When I was discerning my call to be a friar, I was about to profess my solemn vows, meaning professing them for the entire time of my life. I would live in obedience without anything of my own and in chastity. I wanted to be 100% sure that I was ready to do this without a doubt, that I was certain that I was called to be a friar for life. But I wasn't. I was not 100% sure. I had my doubts. What if this life as a friar was not right for me? What if I was called to be single? What if I was called to be married? What if I was called to have kids? I was unsure what I was supposed to do. Then God spoke to me through a friar. I was living in Costa Rica at the time, and the provincial, Father James McCurry, came to the U.S. for a final review before my solemn vows. I was so nervous because I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to be a friar for life. And he said something that has stuck with me ever since then. He said, "That is okay. If you were 100% sure that you wanted to be a friar, there'd be no room for God. If you were 100% sure, you would not be making an act of faith. You'd be relying solely on yourself and not relying on God to provide what you were lacking. Maybe you are in a moment in your life where you're about to make a big decision, or you're discerning something, or you are not 100% sure about something. That is okay. Remember to leave room for God. Rely on God to provide for what you are lacking. May your decision be an act of faith." It was for Samuel. It was for Andrew. It was for Peter. It was for all the saints that have gone before us. It was for me. May your decisions be act of faith too.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.